From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Saddam Hussein is in custody, but in Iraq today, further deadly bomb blasts. And a conversation with an American journalist who was in Iraq from the beginning of the war on what he thinks lies ahead. But our lead today comes out of Washington, where President Bush has held a live news conference to talk about the capture of the former Iraqi leader and to take questions. Mr. Bush called the capture an occasion for hope and a milestone in the global struggle against terrorism.
The nightmare of the Ba'athist tyranny is finally over. The terrorists in Iraq remain dangerous. The work of our coalition remains difficult and will require further sacrifice. Yet it should now be clear to all, Iraq is on the path to freedom. And a free Iraq will serve the peace and security of America and the world.
Joining us from Washington is NPR senior national correspondent Linda Wertheimer. Linda, this is the moment the president's been waiting for.
It is, Alex. It's an extraordinary moment for the president, and he talked through the news conference several times about how it was a great moment for the United States, for the troops in Iraq, but he kept emphasizing an even greater moment for the Iraqi people, talking about the possibility that that they might be able to feel free to go about rebuilding their country now. But I thought it was actually kind of interesting, Alex, that he almost had to be prompted by reporters to crow at all about the capture of Saddam Hussein.
No banners out there saying mission accomplished this time.
No, it was very low-key. In fact, he started out downright boring by listing a lot of accomplishments of the administration. The Congress has passed this, the Congress has passed that, as if nothing much had happened over the weekend.
No news to talk about.
Right, but then he got around to it. The Iraqi people, he said, have lost a source of fear. He talked about the extraordinary improvement in intelligence which made this possible. He talked about how the troops in Iraq have been on what he called a scavenger hunt for terror, trying to find one man in one hole, he said, in a place that is the size of the state of California. This was extraordinarily difficult and could not have been done without tremendous improvements on in intelligence, which he described as being broader and richer in recent times.
How about the questions? What did they ask, and how was he in response?
Well, I think people were most interested in the possibility that Saddam Hussein might be executed, and they kept asking about the trial, trying to get the president to talk about whether he thought Saddam Hussein ought to be dead. And he refused to rise to any of that. He was having nothing to do with it. He said, you know, there'll be a trial, it'll be transparent, it should be up to international standards, the Iraqi people must be involved. But he would say nothing about the possibility of executing Saddam Hussein, nor would he say anything very personal about the attempts by Saddam Hussein to assassinate his father, which, of course, has been raised by lots of people as one of the reasons why he was so anxious to get into Iraq. But there was no, he just didn't take the bait at any point on any of that, nor did he talk very much about sort of making political hay out of what has happened in Iraq in the past and what may happen in the future.
NPR senior national correspondent Linda Wertheimer. Linda, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thanks, Alex.